Hey. Just, what do you think you're doing here? No, that's not an excuse. You could get yourself killed. This isn't a place for weaklings. You not weak? What are you trying to pull? You think I'm just gonna buy that? Really now? Then prove it. What exactly makes you so strong? Sorry. I'm just used to people I care about getting hurt. And I can't protect each and every one of them. Let alone strangers. You are pretty strong. I'll give you that, so let go. Let go already. Where'd you even get that strength from? It doesn't really make sense, but... It's nothing. I just got a scratch on the way here. Fought some hallows, and... there's a bit of war going on here. Overdoing it. Kind of my thing. But... fuck. Might need a little help. After all, you should run. Leave me here, if anything. How long was I out for? Damn. This isn't good. I needed to be somewhere. Yeah. Patched me up a little. I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, you need to learn to mind your own business here. Soul Society. It's not the best place. You may be strong and you prove that. At least as far as I can tell. But even then, you need to be careful who you trust. Not just anybody around here is gonna treat you well. It still hurts. I said it's a scratch. Maybe it's more. Fine, you win. Just stop poking around like that. You said there's something you wanted to know? Then ask it. I've got time to kill anyways, and you seem like you're stubborn enough to go to the front lines. This isn't... it's not normal. Things have been... I've been fine. I came here with purpose, you know. Not just twiddling my thumbs. I'm trying to rescue a friend. Seems like it's the new norm for me. And these idiots, monsters, and otherwise, getting in my way, making a mess of my efforts. I hate it. If I'm honest, it pisses me off. My powerlessness. The fact that I'd get injured, fighting something that amounts to nothing more than a mob. Yeah. It is like that. Sometimes you just have to go with it. But I don't always get a chance to do that. What about you? Why are you in the middle of nowhere? In the middle of hollow territory? So it's something like that. Not gonna tell me, but I can read by your eyes it's something important. Maybe to you, maybe the Soul Society. I'm not sure which one, but I'm pretty sure you're not gonna tell me, so I'll leave it at that. Besides, I owe you one. Not just anybody has the empathy to patch you up out here. Not just anybody is good. You did something there that I should thank you for. Thank you. No, really, thank you. As much as I'd like to say, I'm out here all for noble purposes. I owe a lot to a friend. And I don't want to see any more frowns and tears, and I don't want to lose someone. Not again. I know it might sound real pathetic, but I don't care. I don't care if everyone thinks I'm like that. Because no matter how many times I get knocked down, I'm going to get back up. I'm gonna show this stupid world what it takes. I'm not here to prove a point. Maybe I come off that way, but it's not true. I'm trying, selfishly, to save someone I care about. They owe, so I do too. My debts. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I've been called that a million times, a stubborn idiot who doesn't know when to give up. And I don't mind that. I don't mind it one bit, because it's better that way. If I'm going to be an idiot, at least I'll be an idiot on the winning side. Even if it's the losers I side with, I'll make them the winners. The world ain't fair. It's never been fair. But I gotta use this power for something, or I won't forgive myself. It probably sounds so convoluted, right? I'm sorry about this. Talking your ear off. You like this kind of thing. You're even more hopeless than me. Well, at least we can relate on one thing. We both cherish strength and empathy. It means I think we're on the same side. No matter what you're out here for. Unless you're out here to get in my way. In which case, I'll fight you anytime, anyway. Point taken. Can't exactly do that until I've recovered. Damn it! This isn't good. This isn't good at all. I hate it. If I'm honest with you, I despise it. Powerlessness is the worst kind of feeling. I don't want to be that ever again. I know what it's like to be a weak little human. Yeah, you called me out from the start. I am just a human, but I'm also a soul reaper. And that means I don't got the luxury to show that weakness to anyone. And if anyone tries to stop me, I get it, okay? You didn't need to put your hand on my mouth like that. Why do you smell like cherry blossoms? Even your hand. Are you like some kind of cherry blossom spirit? No. You are different, aren't you? There's no way you're a human. That doesn't make sense. I've never met another. I guess it's just different. Shit. I thought I'd seen it all. All kinds of monsters since I've been here, but there's also a lot of good people, too. Even I need to admit that. What? Don't look at me so surprised when I'm just saying the obvious. Laughing at me? Hey! Cut that shit out. What did I just say? I said cut it out. Damn it! You're insufferable. Just what? Never mind. Hey, what are you getting so close for? You can't just close the distance like that. You smell a little good. But that doesn't mean that I'm not a little leery that... never mind. You could have killed me back there. I was defenseless. Unconscious. And overall, just weak. It's frustrating to say, to admit. But even then, You saved me. So, what I'm trying to say is thanks. I was an idiot. I bit off more than I could chew. I've done this a million times and yet I'm still a novice. Pisses me off. Makes me annoyed. But what can I do? You'll... What? You want to get to know me. For my time here. I don't have the luxury of staying here long. If I do, people might die. Yeah, there's other Soul Reapers, but... You think that they can protect Soul Society? You think that they've got the power to face? What we have to. They need me. I might be a novice and an idiot, but I still need to do my part. Everyone does. And this is a debt I can't just repay by saying with weakness. I can't stay down. I've got to fight. And what's that supposed to mean? You could teach me. How am I even supposed to know that you could? Well, I suppose... If you can make it worth the time invested. What? You're not doing it for free. Make up your mind if you're going to be good to me or bad. I'm not sure what to make of you, but right now, you're giving me mixed messages. Wait. You want me to let you? What? And just for how long? You're getting a little unhinged. I didn't think when I met you you'd be some kind of perv or something. Maybe that was a little harsh wording, but did you have to bonk me on the damn head? No, really. I don't go bonking you on the head. You're damn strong. It's... frustratingly so. If you're going to do something like this, at least be honest. What's your intentions with me? You seem like you've got something to prove. Something that wouldn't really make sense being all the way out here. What are you up to? If you tell me that, I might agree to... your request. What do you mean? You're the one doing me a favor? You're out of your mind. And I don't know what to think of you. But... damn it. I suppose it's only fair. You did save my life, after all. And I think... as long as it's just experiments... it should be fine. You said they'll make me stronger, right? That's good enough for me. As long as I get stronger by the end of it, I can at least say my time wasn't wasted, and I can save more innocents in the long run. I don't want those people to suffer, and I owe them just like I owe you my life. So you're just the same as me. And am I to take that as you feel some kinship to me? Us both humans, stuck in Soul Society, displaced from our world. Where'd you live? Shibuya? Interesting. You know, you're not a bad talker, all things considered. I'm not trying to compliment you for no reason, but it's not often that I get to talk to somebody who I can relate to. My friends, they mean the world to me, but it feels like there's this wall. Not because anything you'd think, but because of a reason. I'm an outlier. But something about you, You remind me of myself in a way I can't explain with words.
What?
You have a mask too? What? You're the same as me. No wonder. That's why you could help me. You've been controlling this for longer than me. You could help me master it. That side. Does that mean you're also... You've got a... hollow side. I'm sorry. It's just it must have been tough for you. It must have been so tough. I know it was for me. For so long, I struggled with who I am. And when I really realized it, I almost killed someone I loved. Right in front of my eyes, blinded by rage. And now, it's different. Like there's that wild side, always seeking to come out, claw its way to the surface. But I gotta thank my partner here for keeping me in check. It may not seem like much, but Sangetsu is something like a good friend. Keeps me sane when I can barely think straight. When I start losing my mind, I need his help. I guess that's how it works. I take it your Sanpakuto. It's the same. You get along or what? I've seen rivals, friends. It's crazy. Different from human society. Strength is everything. But sometimes I feel like it's a curse. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing myself. Losing that feeling of what it's like to be human. The more I'm here, the more I feel like I'm some kind of monster. You ever get that? Yeah. It's like I'm looking in the mirror. You're just like me. I'm glad it's you saved me. Sorry. Just a little painful still. And I'm trying. I'm trying hard. This wound isn't healing because of how it happened. These bastards. I feel like they've got something. Something they're using specifically against me. Feels like it slows me down. Feels like I got weights all over my body. Hey, what's the big idea? You can't just go kissing people like that. I'm not saying I minded it. Just wasn't used to that kind of thing. You want me to be honest? I've never had a kiss before. You stole my first. Isn't that supposed to be special or something? Now you owe me. Yeah, you saved my life. But you just stole. It was your first, too? Nah. You're impossible. The more I think about it, the more none of this makes any damn sense. The more I find myself gazing into your eyes, not really understanding why it's like this. But now I do. At least a little more. Because we're like two peas in a pod. Maybe there's no one else who could ever understand me like you. Maybe I kind of like that. This feels a little rushed, if I'm honest. Do you not get that too? Does it not seem that way? You're so simple. What is time? Isn't it something you're supposed to, I don't know, Take slow. I'm not good with romance. You should know that. Isn't it written all over my face? I'm only good at one thing. Fighting and being a stubborn... I get it. I never said I didn't want to. Only that this isn't what normally happens, right? I've never done something like this. Never had the time, the luxury. When I started as a Soul Reaper, it wasn't by choice. It was necessity. So I've never had a chance to slow down, even from the start. I've had to fight and claw my way up. Let alone as a half-breed. Someone caught between those monsters and... No. I didn't mean it like that. We're not monsters. You and I are different, sure, but... That doesn't mean... We're not... Still... Human. What do you mean? Asking me if I like your kiss? If I didn't... Would I really go in for another one? Just don't regret it. Be gentle, would you? I didn't mean it like that. Taking my words like that. You just keep going. You're crazy. There's something. I'm beginning to see it. You are pretty crazy. It's not in a bad way. But you just do what you feel in that moment, and you don't hold back. That's why you got so comfortable so quick with me. Maybe I could learn something from you. Maybe I could learn a thing or two, because I'm always thinking about it too much, mulling over it. Maybe it's not so bad to relax, try something new. And plus, you said you would help me get stronger, right? Then I'll trust you. I'll trust you for now. As best as I can manage. There. It's a promise. Sealed with a kiss. So you know I'm serious about it. Right? I'm not trying to play with you. I do think this is going so fast. But I don't hate it. I don't even dislike it. If I'm honest, it just feels right. And I'll be happy to fall down this pit of temptation. So long as you'll fall with me. I never even thought of love. It didn't even cross my mind until you kissed me. But then I realized how lonely it is sometimes. Fighting alone for people I don't even know the faces of. Being their sacrificial soldier. I get sick of it. Even if I know the cause is what I believe in. God, look at me. Ruining the mood. I don't want to do that. Let me forget about it all. Just for a little bit. Won't you? Let me get lost in this feeling. No matter how shallow it is. If it is or isn't, it's all up to us. Right? Then... Give me everything. I want it all. But is this really okay with you? I want to make sure. Not just for one or the other reason, but because I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to be that kind of person. I think love is important, and breaks are important too. But I don't want to be the man who betrays your trust. Are you sure? If you say so, then it's what I want to. I've already said my stance, and I'm not going back on it. So prepare yourself. I may be injured, but I'll take it out. And that love, that little spark, you best be ready. But what am I supposed to do? Oh, I suppose you got a point there. I don't mind. Just careful, you know? Don't get too out of hand. Well, I'm blushing because I've never done anything even remotely like this, so I hope you'll be patient with me. Sometimes you gotta let that beastly side out, right? And I'm wrong for wanting to enjoy myself in ways that suit only us. I want you to hold me close. No, closer. I want to taste you and feel you, and I know what I said, but don't you think you're getting carried away now? Your flavor, your taste. Is this how I do this? With my tongue. Don't be giggling like that. I told you already, it's embarrassing enough. Just give me a chance. I'll make sure by the end of it, you can't laugh. Not even a little bit. That got you quieter, but louder in other ways. Not so tough now. Guess I'm better than I thought I was. Is that the case? Then, don't regret your choices. You started this. So what? Your flavor's enough. What, you surprised? I may not know, but I'm a fast learner. And you. You are just cocky enough to piss me off. So, hey, if you are so close, no, I lose some of my confidence there. So, to the point, huh? Not that I can complain, but damn. Easy. You're getting carried away. You cocky little. Fine. Bet this kiss will hit you just as hard. A double-edged sword at the end of the day. Hey, relax. You're the one who told me that, right? Better not underestimate it. Or you'll be the one crying by the end of it. I think I like these cuddles a little better than last time. So that was your game. You really did. You tried to take it from me. Everything, huh? You wouldn't be satisfied with that. But maybe it's not over. Maybe I'm not ready to admit defeat to you. Maybe it's not that simple. And maybe I'm just getting started, too. Not surprised? I don't make a habit of just taking it. I gotta do something. I gotta show you. You can't count me out just for my lack of experience. I'll make sure to make you lose your breath. One kiss. Out of time. You know, for a stranger, you're damn good at this. And damn strong. And I like it. This is different, though. Are you sure you want to keep going? Was the appetizer not enough for you? Then, I suggest you brace yourself. Because this time, I'll show you. That was just a little bit. If I want to make you feel good, and you want me to make you feel good just as much, then it's only fair. I do just that for you, right? Hey, what's the big idea? You're shoving me back down there, huh? Guess I better clean up my mess. Look at you, pulling me in. You're just as bad as me, and I think you're worse. Definitely more experienced, but I don't care. I'll show you. It's not how long you've been doing it. It's with the passion you put forth. you made me do all that nonstop, really. You're pretty brutal with it, huh? I guess it suits you. And fine by me. If we're gonna make it that way, then we make it that way. I'm not gonna let you go easy. You understand? Even if you don't, I'll still find a way to make you come first. Maybe. I don't know. After you rode, what's that naughty place on top of me? You took my cock in, and if I'm honest, it felt really good. I don't mind it, but I want you to feel good. It's not fair. You saved my life and then spoil me? Not good enough. Not for me. My pride couldn't handle it. So, this time, it's all about making you feel good. It's amazing how lewd you look. Your naughty bits are really hot. And just look how my fingers, they... It's like you're asking for it. It's like every time you want more, and I do too. Our bodies must be really compatible, and I don't mind that. Let them be, or let them not. I'll still make you feel better than you've ever felt. Does it feel good like this? Maybe a different way. Hey, you have to be honest with me, and you have to promise no funny business. I mean it. So it does. It feels good when my fingers are inside of you. Good. You see this? This is how hard I got from just touching you. So safe to say, you have quite the effect on me. I don't really know what to do except... Should I put it in now? That fucking smile. You really don't know when to quit your teasing. But fine. Suit yourself. You fucking tease. I'll show you. Can't talk much shit when you're being slowly impaled on this, can you? Keep on trying to. It just makes you look more desperate. Easier to... You're so fucking tight. I don't know how else to put it. You're so warm and you make me feel so... I'm all the way inside of you. Does it feel good? I'm serious. Does it feel good for you? I want it to. More than anything. So please be honest. Be honest with me. So it does. Good. I'm glad about that, you know. Really, really glad. moving now. Just relax. You're doing really good. And that tightness, it's almost so tight it hurts, but it feels damn good. You okay? By sounds of those noises, seems like you're in your element. But that cockiness, not leaving you at all. I kinda like that too. I like it a lot. You're really sexy. You're really sexy. I'm not gonna be able to help myself soon because you're really too much. Let's try to focus on something else, but instead, while we're making this bedrock, it's almost impossible for me to focus on anything else but you and that smirk, that snide little smirk. Fuck. At this rate, I won't be able to last much longer. Take it all inside. Do it. Feels amazing. You came too, didn't you? Still feels incredible. You can say it wasn't good, right? I certainly couldn't say it. I'd be a fucking liar. And I don't want to be that kind of person. But I... Damn. Now what times... You said I was a monster. Well, you were too. Gobbling up my dick like that. Taking all of my cum inside you with that snide little smile. I don't know if there's a winner or a loser. I only know that I enjoyed myself. And I hope you did too. I tried so hard to make you feel good. And I want to. I want to make you feel good. Even if it's not this time. Even if I did a crummy job. Next time, I'll make sure you're breathless. That you're the one crying out. Yeah, maybe I'm a bit competitive with it. And so what? That's not what I care about. And I care about winning and wiping that smug expression off your face. We'll see about that. Won't we? Don't you worry. I've got something just for you. Something I bet you're extra weak again. As I thought, your back is sensitive, and your neck too. You just play the part of acting like you're unstoppable. But I think you're no more defenseful than me. We'll see about how things go. Right now, thank you for saving me. And for a nice first time, was it good for you too? I want it to be. I want it to be so bad. You must have known that. You must have. Jeez. You're a handful, you know that? I think I'm glad we met, though. Even if this might turn into something wild, something crazy, I don't really mind that. So long as we can do it again, maybe